improvised play calling.
It's good. Yeah, he is good. It was kind of fun to hear him on the headset today. Yeah, he did a good job.
Is there anything that you've identified as sort of the biggest challenge for you, the hardest thing to pick up early on?
Not really. I mean, it's just about getting better in every aspect. So I feel like my footwork's tremendously improved from spring to now. I feel like I'm efficient. I'm moving quickly. I have correct mechanics and the drops and through my footwork and throwing the football. But at the same time, I still get better in the huddle. You know, I've gotten better at that. We do a lot of no-huddle things too. So I feel pretty comfortable doing those type of things. But it's just, again, continue to grow and understand this offense because, you know, there's about 10 installs. So, you know, you want to make sure that you just keep getting 1% better each and every day. And I think I've done that.
We obviously don't know what the plan is yet for the preseason games, but the first one's only a week away. If you are called upon, how ready are you to get into action?
I'm ready. You know, I prepare that way. And just those aren't my calls. You know, it's up to Coach McAdoo. And my job is to be ready. And I feel good. And I feel comfortable in this offense to run some plays and hopefully get a couple touchdowns in.
Has the team discussed a bit of a preseason playing time?
Not yet. We're still in install. You know, we're still installing. We're getting ready for the season. You know, and once, you know, Pittsburgh week comes up, which comes up pretty soon, a couple days, then we'll start talking about that. We'll talk about game week, you know, preparation. It starts probably Monday for us. So we'll start talking about that next week. But right now, again, that's Coach Mack's decision. You have to ask him. But, you know, I feel good. I feel ready. And, you know, it's my job to prepare.
During the camp, you mentioned that you were building a bit of a
period. Opportunity 7-on-7 is a great chance for me to get, you know, maximize my reps, you know, because I do a lot of mental reps throughout practice mostly. Right now, we got four quarterbacks, and you know, everybody's getting evaluated in everything we do. So my opportunity 7-on-7 is really for me just to get reps, steal some reps, and really just take advantage of my footwork, things I've been learning throughout the day, watching Eli go through his reps, Josh and Gino, and just kind of put it all together and, you know, get about 7-8 plays and, you know, put yourself, you know, you try to get mental reps through the eyes of others, and then it's your job to kind of get your reps through your eyes. So that's the kind of thing I do. And opportunity 7-on-7 has been really helpful for me. I love that period.
You ever seen
it? Last couple days I had a really good opportunity 7-on-7. I a lot of completions, a couple touchdowns. The receivers are running good routes, and we're feeling more and more comfortable with the install. You know, we're going through it again. You know, it's kind of a repeat from the spring. So, yeah, I think we're all playing a little bit faster. So, Travis Rudolph and, you know, he's played really well so far. Opportunity 7-on-7, one of those guys. And Mark. Mark's catching the football good.
Davis, what minicamp you developed, you mentioned you were developing a bit of a repertoire with Evan Engram. I believe you said you roomed with him during the process in the spring and whatnot. Do you feel you've improved that relationship as we got on to training camp?
Yeah, we're back to being roommates again. We're roommates right now for training camp. And, you know, we hung out just about every day this summer. So we threw a bunch of Weehawken in high school. And you can see him one-on-ones and every time I go to him, I feel like we have a pretty good connection. You know, I know where he wants to be. We've talked about it almost every day this summer about routes and concepts and signals. So we feel good about it. Again, we're just trying to get better every day, 1% better. I think Evan's done that. I think he's had a heck of a you know, fall camp so far, and hopefully that leads up to a good preseason and off to the regular season.
Sorry, Davis. You mentioned you try to get mental reps when Eli and Gino and Josh are taking their snaps during team in 7-on-7. What do you do while that's going on in terms of listening to the play call, and what's going through your head to try to learn while they're the guys that are actually doing it physically?
Yeah, there's a lot of things. You know, first of all, you just want to go through the progression of being a quarterback while you're in that play. So you got to see the play clock. You got to see the defense, the fronts, the coverage. Our offense personnel, you know, make sure you're in the right position. You know, everybody's in the right position. Our scheme, there's checks, adjustments. So just go through all of that. And then when this play is snapped, play the game as you would if you were the quarterback. So, you know, if we have a pass call, go through your reads. And if there's a check necessary, kind of go through it in your head. Maybe say it out loud because you're back 15 yards behind the huddle. So you can kind of say a little bit out loud. Just kind of go through that process. But, yeah, my goal every day, write down three things, to finish all my throws. You know, get every single mental rep possible. And number three, just, you know, continue to get better when it comes to footwork, you know, when it comes to midline footwork, you know, outside zone, inside zone, 3-5-7 step drops. So those are three goals I really have every day, just continue to get better, 1% better.